Dobrý den, dámy a pánové, vítám vás na tiskové konferenci u příležitosti první návštěvy generálního tajemníka NATO Jense Stoltenberga v České republice. Vítám zde předsedu vlády České republiky, pana Bohuslava Sobotku.
Dobrý den.
A také generálního tajemníka NATO, pana Jense Stoltenberga. O úvodní slovo poprosím předsedu české vlády.
Ještě jednou hezký večer, dámy a pánové. Já jsem velmi rád, že jsem mohl dnes tady v Praze přivítat generálního tajemníka NATO, pana Jense Stoltenberga, při jeho první oficiální návštěvě Prahy v této jeho relativně nové funkci. Jsem také rád, že jsem mohl informovat o tom, že Severoatlantická aliance se v České republice těší vysoké míře zájmu a také vysoké míře důvěry. Koneckonců ukázala to také reakce české veřejnosti na dubnový průjezd amerického vojenského konvoje právě z aliančního cvičení v Polsku a po Baltí. Dnes jsme shodou okolností měli možnost s panem generálním tajemníkem navštívit příslušníky dalšího amerického konvoje, který se v těchto dnech přesouvá přes Českou republiku na další cvičení NATO, které probíhá v Maďarsku, a myslím si, že to bylo velmi, velmi zajímavé a příjemné bezprostřední setkání. Chci také potvrdit, že česká veřejnost pozitivně vnímá jmenování generála Petra Pavla do funkce předsedy vojenského výboru NATO. Je to nepochybně čest pro ozbrojené síly České republiky a také pro celou Českou republiku. My považujeme NATO a systém kolektivní obrany za základní pilíř své bezpečnosti. Jsme připraveni být spolehlivým spojencem a jsme připraveni se aktivně podílet na zajišťování kolektivní bezpečnosti celé aliance. My se snažíme jako Česká republika významně přispívat v téměř všech oblastech aliančních činností, ať už se jedná o síly rychlé reakce, operace krizového řízení, opatření na ujištění spojenců nebo třeba ochranu vzdušného prostoru spojenců. Před 2 týdny se naši letci vrátili z mise na Islandu, včetně také nasazení v zahraničních misích, a to především v Afghánistánu, kde je Česká republika v první desítce nejvýznamnějších přispěvatelů. V Afghánistánu Česká republika plánuje se vojensky angažovat i po roce 2016. Dnes jsme diskutovali o tom, čemu čelíme v rámci NATO i v rámci Evropy. Čelíme bezprecedentnímu zhoršení bezpečnostního prostředí, bezprostředním sousedství aliance, hrozby z východu, ale také hrozby z jihu si z našeho pohledu žádají stejnou pozornost ze strany Severoatlantické aliance. Zároveň je třeba vnímat, že jde o hrozby odlišného charakteru, které vyžadují odlišnou odpověď. Ten současný vývoj podle našeho názoru nicméně jasně ukazuje, že je potřeba znovu posílit zaměření aliance na kolektivní obranu. Je také potřeba, aby i evropští spojenci posílili svůj podíl na zajišťování bezpečnosti aliance a jak v reakci na to, abychom zlepšili schopnost plnit naše závazky v NATO, tak v reakci na bezpečnostní krizi v bezprostředním okolí Evropy jsme se rozhodli v naší vládě po 9 letech zvrátit trend klesajícího obranného rozpočtu, a já jsem dnes informoval generálního tajemníka NATO pana Stoltenberga o tom, že realizujeme politiku navyšování obranných výdajů v České republice, tak abychom zlepšili schopnosti a kapacity armády České republiky. Je důležité, aby byl implementován akční plán připravenosti NATO, na kterém se NATO dohodlo, a samozřejmě Česká republika je připravena k tomu velmi aktivně přispět. Děkuji.
Já také děkuji panu premiérovi. Poprosím teď o slovo generálního tajemníka NATO, pana Jense Stoltenberga.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister Sobotka. It's a great pleasure and a great honor to be in Prague, and thank you for hosting me and my delegation. I have visited Prague several times before. It's a very beautiful city, but this is the first time I visit the Czech Republic and Prague as Secretary General of NATO. And it's an honor to do so because the Czech Republic is a staunch and very committed ally, and we are very grateful for your contributions and commitments to the alliance. We have seen that the Czech Republic has contributed troops to our operations in Afghanistan, the rescue support mission, and you're also contributing to the Kosovo or the KFOR operation in Kosovo, and we also welcome the contributions from the Czech Republic to what we call the reassurance measures, air policing, more military presence in the eastern part of the alliance, but also to air policing around or in the airspace of Iceland. So Czechia is really, the Czech Republic is really contributing to our alliance, to our collective defense, and we are very grateful for that. I would also like to thank you for being able to provide us with an excellent chairman of the Military Committee of NATO. General Peter Powell is an excellent representative of your armed forces, and I appreciate very much to be able to work with him at the NATO headquarters. We are now facing a new and more challenging security environment, and we are adapting, the alliance is adapting, all the allied countries are adapting, and you are part of that adaptation. We are making our forces more ready, more prepared. We have doubled the size of the NATO response force. We have established what we call a new high readiness joint task force or a spearhead force. And the lead element of this force is able to deploy within 48 hours. And just last week, I had the honor of inaugurating a new small headquarters in Lithuania, what we call NATO Force Integration Units. And this is one of six new small headquarters in the eastern part of the alliance, in the three Baltic countries, Poland, Romania, and Bulgaria. And in addition to that, we have the increased military presence, and we met with some U.S. soldiers today in Prague, and that's just one example of how the alliance is adapting to a more challenging security environment, caused partly by a more assertive Russia being responsible for aggressive actions in Ukraine, but also, of course, caused by the instability, the violence, the conflict we see to the south of the alliance in Iraq, Syria, North Africa, and in the wider Middle East region. And all this requires that we are able to respond, and NATO is responding, and I thank you again for being part of this great adaptation of NATO to a new security environment. When it comes to Ukraine, I would like to underline that we welcome the renewed effort to implement and to respect the ceasefire. And so far, it looks like the ceasefire is now more respected than it has been for a long time. And I welcome that. At the same time, the situation in Ukraine is still very fragile, and it is important that all parties respect the ceasefire, withdraw heavy weapons from the contact line, but perhaps most important is that the international monitors are allowed full access to the area so they can monitor and make sure that the ceasefire and the Minsk agreements are fully implemented. I would also like to commend you for what I see as a very impressive development in the Czech Republic. You have been able to come through the financial crisis, and now the economy is growing again. The economic growth in the Czech Republic is among the strongest in the whole of Europe. And this is good for the Czech Republic. Unemployment is going down, economic growth is going up. But of course, in addition, it also enables you to also increase investment in defense. And I welcome your very strong commitment to increase investment in defense. This is important because many years after the end of the Cold War, almost all allies decreased their defense spending because that was in times where the tensions went down. Now tensions are increasing again, and then we have to once again increase defense spending. So I welcome what you said about increased investment in defense and increased defense spending. So once again, thank you so much, Prime Minister, for this meeting and for this opportunity to discuss with you the many different challenges we are facing together in the NATO alliance. Thank you.
Já taky děkuji panu generálnímu tajemníkovi a nyní je prostor pro dvě vaše otázky. Vidím Českou televizi.
Rožány, Česká televize, pánové, moje první otázka na vás oba. Jestli jste řešili i uprchlickou krizi a možnost nějaké pomoci od Severoatlantické aliance, která by možná mohla evropským zemím pomoci. A s tím souvisí druhá otázka na pana Stoltenberga, jestli by se na to nemělo víc zapojit do vojenských operací proti ISIL a jestli neuvažuje v budoucnu o nějaké společné operaci NATO proti Islámskému státu.
Děkuji, poprosím nejprve o slovo předsedu české vlády.
Děkuji. Tak nepochybně téma uprchlické krize, ale zejména příčin té uprchlické krize nemůže chybět v žádném jednání takovéhoto charakteru a nechybělo ani v naší diskuzi, kterou jsme vedli s panem generálním tajemníkem. Nicméně je potřeba rozlišovat roli, kterou má NATO jako vojenská organizace, organizace zaměřená na kolektivní obranu a mezi tím, jakou roli musí hrát Evropská unie, jimž jsme členy. To znamená civilní role, která souvisí se zajištěním hranic, která souvisí s tím, jak je regulovaná migrace v rámci Evropy a regulace migračních toků skutečně není v tuto chvíli úkolem Severoatlantické aliance, ale je to úkolem Evropské unie, se kterým se rychle musí Evropská unie vypořádat a je to skutečně naše odpovědnost. Včetně toho, abychom dotáhli dokonce bezpečnostní operace Evropské unie, které jsou zaměřeny proti pašerákům lidí ve Středozemním moři. Evropa se rozhodla jít touto cestou a je potřeba tuto operaci dotáhnout do finální realizace.
Děkuji. Nyní poprosím pana generálního tajemníka.
The migrant crisis, they have a profound effect on us all, and it's a big human tragedy. And it requires a very comprehensive response from the whole international community. All NATO allies contribute to the solving of the migrant crisis. They do it in different ways. Most of them are members of the European Union, and they are part of the efforts of the European Union to address this crisis. And I welcome the efforts of the European Union to try to develop a stronger and more comprehensive approach, and I think this is important, and most of our NATO-allied countries are part of this efforts of the European Union to develop a stronger and more comprehensive response to the migrant crisis. Then, of course, other NATO allies also contribute in other ways through the efforts of the United Nations by supporting the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and in other ways. What NATO as an organization is doing is to address the root causes of the migrant crisis because we need immediate action in Europe, but in addition we need to address the root causes in the countries of origin of the refugees. And when NATO is engaged in Afghanistan, when we are working with a partner country like Jordan, or when we recently agreed with the government of Iraq to do defense capacity building, or we work with countries in North Africa, today we met with, for instance, Tunisia, then we are working with countries in the region to try to help them to increase their capacity, their capability to stabilize their own countries. And in the long run, that's the only possible solution. That is to contribute to peace, stability in North Africa, in the wider Middle East, in Afghanistan. And our focus is to try to project stability without always deploying large number of combat troops, but by training, advising, helping with reforms, helping with capacity building, enable countries in the region to stabilize their own countries and thereby addressing the root causes of the migrant crisis. So there is a need for immediate measures, border, migrant, the discussion about quotas, so on. This is civilian issues addressed by the European Union. But in addition, there are also a need for other more long-term efforts. And I think NATO is now mostly focused on this. And there is some kind of division of responsibilities between the European Union and NATO. And we have a big responsibility, all of us, to do whatever we can to address this human tragedy. Then ISIL, sorry, I forgot. ISIL, well, all NATO allies participate in the coalition fighting ISIL. And I welcome that. And I think also that the effectiveness of the coalition is very much has taken great advantage of the interoperability of the many years of training, of developing ways to work close together, which we have done in NATO for many years. So, for instance, the lessons learned in Afghanistan are important also when we now are fighting ISIL. And of course, NATO allies work closely together, but we also work closer together with partner countries. And again, the capability, the skills, the knowledge of how to work together is something which is very much developed in the NATO framework, and now it's very useful when we are fighting ISIL in Syria and Iraq. But again, NATO's role is partly to it's to focus on how can we help the countries in the region solve the problems themselves and fight ISIL. And therefore, we have agreed with the government of Iraq to do defense capacity building, train, advise, assist. And that's also the reason why we, for instance, now are stepping up our support for a country like Jordan, a key country in the region, which is stable in an island in the sea of instability. And all of this is important to increase the ability of the countries in the region to fight ISIL and to do it with our support, but they being in the lead.
Děkuji, poprosím druhý dotaz. Reuters.
Robert Mueller, Reuters News Agency, question for Secretary General. The question is actually following up on the previous question, and that is regarding Russian military presence, which is apparently building up in Syria. Just today there have been reports that Greece has allowed Russian Air Force use its airspace on flights to Syria. And so that's one question. What's your comment on that? And second follow-up question, in general, what is the NATO reaction to the Russian military presence in Syria? Thank you.
So I'm concerned about reports about increased Russian military presence in Syria. That will not contribute to solve the conflict. I think it's important to now support all efforts to find a political solution to the conflict in Syria, and we support very much the efforts by the UN to try to find a political solution to the conflict in Syria. When it comes to air traffic, that's and transiting national airspace, that's a national responsibility. And when it comes to civilian air traffic, that's something which is regulated by international agreements. So I cannot comment more in detail about that, but as a general remark, I would say that we are concerned about reports about increased Russian military presence in Syria.
Já děkuji za odpověď panu generálnímu tajemníkovi, děkuji také předsedovi české vlády, dámy a pánové, děkujeme za pozornost, hezký den.
Hezký večer.
Thank you.